13 minutes past eight. Well, opposition parties are up in arms over the changes to the country's political donations laws. New legislation would require anyone who donates more than $5,000 to a party to be publicly named. The current threshold for that is $15,000. Justice Minister Kitty Allen told Morning Report the changes will demand greater transparency in New Zealand's electoral system.
Money talks, right? So who pays our, who raises our bread matters to New Zealanders. A research study just done by Victoria University found 70% of those surveyed didn't trust where our funding comes from as political parties and institutions. So we have a real challenge on our hands here. We need to enhance the transparency for all New Zealanders.
The National Party's electoral law spokesperson Chris Pink is with us now. Good morning. Do you think these will have a chilling effect? Why is that?
Any time that you require someone to put themselves out there for possible public criticism and comment in terms of participating in a democracy, whether that's donating their time, labour, with a lowercase L, or indeed funds, then you know you expose them to that. So I think it's appropriate. We've got some limits. We've got limits at the moment. The status quo's worked quite well for a while, so we don't see that the system's broke and therefore that it needs to be fixed.
It's about balance, though, isn't it? Because this didn't go as far as was recommended, down to $1,500. It went to $5,000. And the point Kitty Allen makes is that currently you could donate, what, $14,999 each year for 3 years, get up towards $45,000. That is the bigger end of town when it comes to donations. When it's $5,000, it's quite a lot less.
I mean, it depends where you draw the line, right? But these things are, you know, you make trade-offs, and as you said, it's a balance. And the balance, of course, is that we want to respect the ability of people to contribute to a system in which they're, you know, members in part and affected by, and that goes, you know, across the board for all political parties. So, you know, obviously it's important that the rules as they are currently enforced. The fact that there are a couple of court cases going through at the moment, which obviously I'm not going to be silly enough to comment on, either, you know, from a constitutional point of view or to sort of get involved in the weeds of those ones. But, you know, we've got a robust system. It works. And, you know, when it's not followed, then consequences flow from that.
No, but the point, I guess, that she's making, and some might argue, is that by having the limit set at 15,000, you are, I guess, tilting the balance in favour of those who are wealthier, who are able to have more of an influence on the political system than those who are not wealthy.
To extend that argument, then you require every last cent to be disclosed. But the point is as well that money's got to come from somewhere for elections to be run. We regard those as important within a democracy. And if the ultimate game is that the only way that money can go to political parties to fund their activities, to put their policies in front of the voting public, then, you know, if we're heading off on a path of...
No one's saying that. You just if you want to make big donations, you just got to be open about it. What's the problem?
It depends what you call big, really. I mean, these are pretty modest amounts in an international context, and we think that they're set appropriate at the moment. You know, we're going to meet as a caucus this morning and discuss those, but of course it's important as well for us to see the legislation that comes through. We haven't seen that yet. We've had a PR so far, and you know, credit to the Minister, she's out there engaging. So we'll look forward to discussions with her as well. But you know, straight off the bat, it's hard to see what problem this is solving.
The issue around the larger disclosed donations, their limit being reduced to 20,000, by which you would have to then disclose within 10 days, but that only being limited to election year, what did you make of that?
Well, it does seem, you know, the minute you start putting in little checks and balances with all the best will in the world, you actually create a system whereby you could, if you're not careful, encourage people to look to circumvent it. You know, if you've got a difference between election year and non-election year, then of course all you're going to do is encourage people to sort of get the funds in ahead of the calendar ticking over for 1 January in that election year. So again, just got to be really careful with the unintended consequences in this space.
Would you support any move to public funding of political parties?
Oh, well, you know, we've been pretty clear in the past that, you know, the public have suffered enough at the hands of politicians spending their money and to do that in a way that would represent the self-interest of incumbent political parties, you know, putting their hand into the taxpayer pocket to get more of the same, you know, for their own ends and self-interest, you know, seems to us that that would be a bad move, so we don't support that.
So as far as you're concerned, nothing's broke, nothing needs to change?
I mean, there's not to say the electoral law in general, you know, we can't and shouldn't have a look at. I mean, there's a proposal that the Minister's making in relation to overseas-based Kiwis having a bit of a loosening of the ability for them to be able to vote in the 2023 election, reflecting the fact that people have been stuck overseas during the COVID period, and you know, we might well come to a position of supporting that. So, you know, constantly reviewing electoral law is probably appropriate, but that's not to say that change for change sake is needed when there, you know, isn't a problem to be solved.
Thank you very much for your time. Chris Pink, the National Party's electoral law spokesperson. It is 19 minutes past 8.